Tudor Doctor. This is Scott speaking.
Good morning, Scott. Alan Johnston calling.
How are you today?
Oh, not bad. How are you?
Well, for Thursday, got nothing to complain about. How about that?
Good, good.
Yeah, I wish it would just open up and rain and give us moisture. But
yeah, a little bit last night, but not much.
Yeah, so I know.
I was out in the yard working when the phone rang, so.
Ah, fair enough. That's okay. Yeah, did you hear the voicemail I left there?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyways, you may have seen it on the job board. There's a mature student.
Okay.
She's taking courses through Athabasca University.
Been there, done
she's
that.
She's been, yeah. You're familiar with the process. She's taken some business. There's an intro to economics class she's taken. There's, I can't remember what else. I know the subject material might not be something you've covered before, but what I meant with this lady, she is concerned about study skills, study habits, testing strategies, you know, test anxiety, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
She said no, but I suspect there might be a little bit of issue with comprehension, that sort of thing. But her main concern is learning how to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we kind of thought of you.
Oh, thank you for that.
You're pretty good with that side of things.
It seems to be what I've kind of gotten into, or
yeah,
what my students,
you know,
have gotten. My students make me look great, so that's the lucky thing, is I've been fortunate to have great students.
Yeah, but yeah, she's wanting a session a week. She said over at the university, but the venue was kind of up. She talked about maybe booking a study room over there, but could maybe do something like public library, a place like that too. But she's wanting an hour and a half session once a week, I think on Mondays or Tuesdays.
Okay.
Was her availability if you want to do that one?
5 hours, Mondays. Okay. Sure. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And she's got like 24 hours to use. So this is going to carry her through into, I can't remember her deadline. I don't have her file in front of me at the moment.
Mm-hmm. You do know that I will be gone for a couple of weeks this summer at some point to look after my father's goings on back west. But I don't know when that would be, so I...
That's par for the course with any of our tutors. You guys are going to have a summer holiday or something of some sort.
Yeah, well, I wish it were a holiday.
Yeah, wish it were a holiday, but not so.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. That sounds... Do you know roughly what age bracket she would be in?
Yeah, she was just married a month or two ago, born in 91, so later 20s.
Okay.
So, motivated student. Where's my notes here? I just found her file. Of course, I put it away and the phone rang. Yeah, she's taking like a business management and HR kind of program. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, so sometime in the fall, she's going to want help with stats when she takes that class. We'll look at putting in a stats tutor for that. I don't think that's in your wheelhouse at all.
Oh, I study stats.
Maybe that might be a good fit for you.
I would
you
say
then.
I'm great at it, but I have studied it, and I think I averaged an 89 in the course. I don't know.
Oh, well,
I think
better
so.
Than I did because I didn't take stats. So.
You're lucky. It really, I don't know. Most students found it boring. I found it kind of interesting, but depending on how you look at it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. She second guesses a lot with tests and with work like that. She likes to use a whiteboard when she's studying to write things down, things like that. You know,
so she's practiced certain study skills already and has tried.
I just don't think she's figured out what it is. I think she she does have some anxiety too. I know there's some anxiety there. She did mention, and I wonder possibly if there's, you know, a slight bit of ADHD at play too. Just with some organization, things like that. But yeah, one session a week. Mondays, Tuesdays were absolutely the preferred days after 4 o'clock. She works during the day at a child care place, daycare or something like that. So it would have to be evenings. But we could do later in the week if possible, but Monday, Tuesday she did prefer.
Yeah, okay. Well, I do have Sarah Monday evenings, and I have another kid from my church on Tuesday early evening, but sometimes he skips, so...
What time do you do Sarah at?
Sarah, 7:30.
7:30? So you could possibly do one before that, then, maybe.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe do it for, like... Well, if you did did an hour and a half. If you did like 5:30, I'd finish you up at 6 and gives you time to get where you need to go for your next one.
That would work. Yeah, sure,
that might work really well. That would give her time to finish work and get over either to the university. What side of the city are you on again?
I'm on the south side.
In the south side.
Costco area.
That's right. I mean, maybe she's up for going to the college library instead of all the way across town to the university. She's from the north of Lethbridge.
Oh, well, Sarah is also in the north, so...
Yeah, I know she was kind of not wanting to do sessions at home because she finds herself quite distracted there.
Understand. Okay.
I kind of wonder maybe that's when she's working on her own, and maybe I'll just grab my phone and look at it, or maybe I'll just pop the TV on kind of thing. If she has somebody there working with her, I don't think it'd be as big a deal, but she was... fairly adamant that she wanted to do something outside the home.
Like in the study environment.
Yeah. But the college library might work just as well, too. So,
perhaps.
Yeah. Okay. Now, are you wanting to start for next Monday?
Sure. I can do that. Yes.
Okay. What I'll do, we'll get it matched up and let her know that you're going to be working with her. And probably I'll just let her know that tentatively, like 5:30 on Mondays would be a good time. Maybe we'll just have you give her a call just to confirm, and you guys can kind of work out the finite details on that kind of thing. But and like I said, she's got 24 hours to use, so once a week that's going to carry her quite a bit into the fall anyhow. So
good. Yes. Okay. Good
deal. And yeah, you're 2 weeks away or whatever. Well, it is what it is. Maybe just try and schedule an extra session before and an extra session after you get back to make up the difference or whatever. There'll be a good solution there. So.
Sure. Yes.
Good deal. Okay. Well, I'll let you get back to your yard work.
Well, I have to go and give blood now. So.
Oh, you know what? Good for you. I do every 56 days as
really?
Well.
Right so, on.
I think I'm on number.
Give you a hand slap. Okay, good.
I started after my dad passed away in 2013. His 80th donation was in the scheduler. He was one short of 80 when he passed.
At that point,
I thought, you know what? I guess I should get off my lazy butt and
go. I admire for that, sir.
Yeah. I think I'm on number 30 now.
30, right on.
Yeah,
good.
I'm getting there. Yeah, have you been donating for a long time?
This will be 117 coming up.
117 donations?
Yes, sir.
Good for
I was
you.
In competition with my sister, but I think she's kind of, bowed down to me.
Well, now that she's got to wait every 80 days, it's going to be hard to keep
up. Well, she lives
in
England now, and so it's a little different over there. But
yeah. Oh, good for you. 117. Wow, there's not very many people over 100 donations.
I even have a plaque and everything. They made a big deal out of it. So, but something to
feel good
about.
As they should. That's awesome. How many years has it taken to get 117?
I think I started when I was 28.
Is that right?
Now I'm not 28. So I've had a few years of poking in the arms to be able to get that.
You know what? I'd gone when I was younger and kind of, it made me queasy, a little bit. And I kind of found the excuse, and you know what? The worst part of it is when they pull the bloody tape off your arm.
The arm hair, I feel, I should have shaved for this, but...
You know what? By the time it's all said, and after 117 donations, I'm guessing there's a couple of bald patches on your arms for the tape.
Yeah, actually, the scar tissue builds up inside the veins, so eventually they have to poke through it about every 10th time or so. It rips through the scar tissue and go, okay, now we're done that, so...
Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't tell that to potential donors that...
Well, not the potential ones, but for a guy like me that's done 30 of them, you know what? It's old hat at this point. So
Well, that's good
for you. 117. Yeah. Wow, that's my 30 seems minuscule.
Compared to everybody else, though, yours is heroic, though. So
yeah,
spread the word as far as I'm concerned.
It's such an easy thing to do.
It takes
an hour.
Yeah, I even gave in Korea, but
coffee and cookies and.
Well, yes, there's that. Yeah, right? Where else can you get free?
Exactly. Anyways, we'll leave you to it here. I'll get this matched. We'll fire up an email, and then we'll just have you get in touch, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
So, good deal. All right. Have a good day, Alan. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Yes, you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.